Welcome to the Overtime Podcast. You may notice that Kristen Bry is not here today, so we generally record these on Wednesday. Today is Wednesday after the show, and I wanted to keep the momentum going, and I'm sure Kristen will have a lot to say about this overtime when she sees it. She's on vacation, a well-deserved vacation, and she's a great co-host and all that stuff. I was actually going to do a podcast because people always ask me what the relationship is like, and I'll just give you a quick window into that. Kristen is fantastic to work with. She's smart. She's funny. And she brings it, and we get into it, sometimes not even just on the show. We'll go back and forth away from the show. So that's the brilliance of Kristen Bry. But she's not here, and she's not the story today. I'm going to talk about Wisconsin Democrats. I don't get it. So all this excitement about Francesca Hong, who has literally been, from the day we started talking about this race, the perceived front runner. Now, you can argue, as some people have, like Joseph Pecky, that's not real. It's always been Mandela Barnes. It will be Mandela Barnes. I don't see that, frankly. And just to irritate the Mandela Barnes camp, he's a guy who comes in at election time, runs for an office, and then he disappears for a while. Doesn't mean he's not doing great work between, but to me, that's a in-state version of a carpetbagger. You only see him at election time, and he's not really around. And he can prove me wrong, and he certainly can come into our studio and have that conversation if he wants. But what I find interesting is, if Democrats are truly embracing this idea of change, what better change agent do you have than the one, the only, Francesca Hong? She's promising to do many of the things on the Democratic platform. That's the stuff you're asking for. You wanted these things. You wanted help for childcare. You wanted affordability questions answered. You wanted a budget that made sense for everybody, not rich, not just rich people, tax the billionaires. Those are things that she delivered. Now, I'm not a Democrat, but what I don't get here is this side of the Democrats in this run-up to the primary who now want to try to protect what they think is the safe side of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin, the establishment side. We saw it with the Sarah Rodriguez endorsements. How'd that work out? How'd that work out for Sarah Rodriguez first? And how did it work out for the candidates who dropped out, Missy Hughes, David Crowley, when they endorsed her? And the answer is it didn't work out very well. Now, the reality is David Crowley's back in the race. What that means, I have no idea. Not a Democrat. But what I understand about this is if you can't figure out a strategy for success this year in a year of all years when Dems are supposed to be riding this blue wave of anti-President Donald Trump resentment, affordability questions, the war in Iran, obviously, the border policy, immigration, ICE, all of that stuff. This is their moment, Dems. Your moment. And yet you're going to fudge it up because you can't figure out a strategy. Here's an idea. And again, I'm a Republican, not a conservative. A Republican telling you what to do. Find a candidate, get behind them, and try to win the race. That's how you win races. You don't do what you're doing. It looks like chaos. You can't have candidates jumping in and out of a race, i.e. County Executive David Crowley. And I like David. Great local leader, in my opinion. But that looks weak. One other thing about Democrats. Now, this is a post-primary thing that I've noticed. I was flipping through the social media channels last night, and there's a group of very active social media influencers in the Milwaukee area, Wisconsin, who have fun having these little group gatherings on Zoom or wherever the hell they do it. And then basically I'll boil it down to Republicans are evil. Let's talk about how evil they are. All I know about elections in Wisconsin is they're close. Why would anyone with a functioning brain, and that's you Democrats, want to blow up any opportunity to actually win a general election by offending independents and Republicans who also may be sick and tired of Donald Trump's policies or of the things I talked about earlier? Cheerleading for candidates, cheerleading for a party, sure, go ahead. But when you attack mainstream, reasonable, rational Republicans by calling them evil, you will continue to lose elections. It might make you feel good. You have a fun laugh on your little podcast or whatever it is you're doing. And these people know who they are. Many of them I've known for a long time. It's dumb. You look stupid. And frankly, you have this sort of shit-faced grin that while you're doing it or listening to each other talk, it's the worst strategy I've ever seen. And I'm not a Democrat, but Dems have an opportunity to win this election. and the change you've been hoping for, to echo the famous words of Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, it's right in front of you. Don't, for lack of a better word, F it up. Overtime Podcast. You can find me and Kristen every day, 10 to noon on 620 WTMJ. You can certainly email me at steve.scafidi at WTMJ.com, two Fs, one D in Scafidi, or kbry at goodkarmabrands.com. We'll check it out next week on Overtime. Thanks for listening.